Yes, indeed, Richard. And just to show how much the board have improved their PR this season, every member of the board bending over backwards throughout the campaign to get that PR bandwagon running again. The Vice Chairman, Peter Jones, joins me now. Peter, this has been a tremendous afternoon to sum up the season perfectly, would you say?
Well, it's not been a bad afternoon, has it, Gordon? And, you know, the amazing thing was Cheltenham came here. They're a good side. They needed a draw to get automatic promotion. We had a fantastic game of football, and yet we never looked like we were going to lose it, did we? It was a magnificent game of football. And the occasion after the final whistle, crowds, the fans staying behind the barriers and not running onto the pitch as we'd asked them, the marvellous, if you like, the theatricalness of the way that the nationwide people presented the medals and the trophy, it's all made up for an absolutely fantastic afternoon.
After losing the first two home games this season, did you ever think it would come to this? Were you scratching your heads in the boardroom?
Well, we'd been lucky enough to, I was certainly on the pre-season tour of Scotland, and we could see on that tour, and Paul Sturrock's gone on record as saying this, that this was actually potentially an extremely good side. The other thing was that when we lost at home to Shrewsbury on the first day, I think we had 18 goal attempts to their one. It was just one of those days, you know? So we were a little bit worried, a little bit nervous. I think the time we were most nervous was when we then went up to Rushden and Diamonds and went 2-0 down in half an hour. I think we started getting a little bit of, you know, a little bit of the trembles then. But we very quickly sorted that out. And ever since then, it's just been kind of relentless, hasn't it?
We must reserve a word for Michael Foote, a very good friend of yours for many years. He's been persuaded to join the Argyle board. He came on at the age of 88. He stayed throughout the game and post-match. And after seeing Argyle for almost 8 decades, this must be a wonderful occasion for him.
Yeah, well, Michael was brought here to Home Park in about 1921 for the first time by his father, who was also a complete fanatic. So he's been coming to Argyle for 81 years. When I told him about what we were doing in the summer, in the context of putting together a new group to, you know, to take over the board here, I just told him about it, and I just said, look, this is what we're going to do. And he said, oh, can I join, please? So there was no persuasion. He just said, I want to be part of that. And he's been a magnificent member of the group.
And he's even changed his street name to one of an Argyle persuasion.
That's right. he lives in Hampstead in North London. And he managed somehow to wangle it that the name of his street has got the word pilgrim in it. Absolutely fantastic. He actually had it changed by the local council. Stunning, really.
Now you have a few cups of tea and then plan vigorously for next season. The manager says he doesn't want a spending spree, which must be good news for your wallets.
Well, I think what he said this morning, or rather yesterday afternoon, when he said, I've got a huge amount of faith in this group of players and I'm going to give them every chance to give it a go in the second division, is just another example of what a superb manager he is. But you say, you know, we're going off to have a few cups of tea now. Actually, what we're going to do, we're going to take all the players and the managing staff off to Mallorca for 3 or 4 days at the end of the week. We've chosen Mallorca because Paul Sturrock is extremely interested in ancient monuments, old churches,
and to do with the bars being open up until 4 in the morning.
And seeing the sights and so on and so forth. So we've got a few things to discuss over the next few days.
You enjoy it. You've deserved it.
Thank you, Gordon.
Peter Jones, the Vice Chairman of Plymouth Argyle.